Where did you stay? I mean, like, did you stay in a hotel in Kyiv, or did you stay in like a somebody's apartment, or how'd you work that out?
In Kyiv, I stayed at a hotel. I'll tell a little anecdote about the Premier Palace Hotel, where a lot of journalists were staying at. I came down one morning from my room, and there was like 100+ soldiers and police just like camped out on the ground floor of the hotel. And they were everywhere throughout the hotel. And it's a kind of a fancy hotel. And they were like hanging out, sitting on the grand piano, sitting, smoking cigars in like the smoking room. It was like an occupation. I had no idea what was going on. I asked the reception, and because these guys had just come off the front lines. I mean, you could smell it on. They smelled like dirty laundry, stale cigarette smoke, and I asked the receptionist what's going on, and he's like, "Oh, it's no problem. They just want to talk to somebody who's here." And the Ukrainian forces had put up like these banners in the hotel, like showing what I gathered was like the ownership structure of the hotel. And basically they had come to seize this property in a very dramatic way with a large force. And I could not figure out at all what was going on. Like I asked, Ukrainian people that I knew, like, what's going on here? And one woman told me that, hey, this is typical for Ukraine. Like sometimes properties change hands without any, paperwork being signed or without any deals.
Raids is what I mean. Yeah, and you use muscle. You use that's where like a lot of these Azov and Right Sector guys, that was their job before the war in Donbas started, was working with oligarchs to physically seize other oligarchs' properties.